And welcome to the final segment of Meet the Community this morning, AM 1340 KXEO. Mark Corman, the owner of Fluid Power Support in Mexico, our guest this morning. As we kind of wrap things up, we were talking a little bit about COVID and causing problems, you know, with getting people to come to work. Do you think that's an issue in Mexico with attracting workers to the town, or are we doing a pretty good job with attracting workers here?
I think people will come. You know, I think that people are looking for something more flexible, and I don't think it's all about money anymore where it used to be. Although they want money, things are a lot more expensive now than they were before COVID. That's for sure. And we've been trying to keep up with the pace. There's times where we have an abundant amount of applicants, and then there's times where there's not very many coming through. I think Mexico does as good as anybody else, though. You go to Colombia and they say the same thing. They're having the same problems we are.
Sure. I know a big debate went on, in the Mexico community about the school district in the four-day week versus a five-day week. How do you as a business owner come down on that? Would your model ever support a four-day week here in Mexico, or do you think that that is not a good model?
It depends on, a four-day work model is great for the employee, but it's not for the businesses that we support. So they may call on a Thursday or a Friday, depending on if you got Monday or Friday off, and the day before need that part or product the next day. Who's going to do that work? So it's got a potential to lose us a lot of customers if we went to a four-day week. We would love to do it for the employees. Who wouldn't want to work 4 days? I would just like to work 4 days.
Right, everybody would.
But the problem is with the schools, I understand the school systems and where they're at, because financially it's a better system for them. But schools are meant to be there to teach, get kids ready for the grown-up life. And in manufacturing, the grown-up life is 5 days a week.
Yeah.
A lot of them aren't used to it, and want that third day off. You're seeing that change out there. Every employer is dealing with it. How am I going to deal with that in the future? And it's a tough ask, that's for sure.
Totally get it. What are some of your future plans for Fluid? Is it expansion, maybe finding a bigger facility, or what are your goals there for the future?
We put on a marketing person because if we can find the right people, we're looking for that help you grow type of person to walk through the door, And we have a lot of opportunities out there. We could probably be double the size we are right now if we had the help to keep us in line. There's only so much that the current management can do, and we need more people.
Yep, I think that that you're not unique to that issue. A lot of people, they need more people for sure. We kind of end every episode with the wild card question, so I'll ask you this one. If you had some fun money and you wanted to start up a business, what's a business that you would, kind of thinking outside the box, that you would start up?
A business I would start up?
Yeah.
Well, that's hard for me because I'm always thinking about four or five of them. I don't know which one I would select first. There's a lot of things going on. I think the one that I would probably work on first would be a business that supported Audrain County and the surrounding counties to be more self-sufficient in food and the way we operate. You know, we buy a lot of stuff in our stores that we can produce right here. And I think when a community is more self-sufficient, they're stronger. And that's what I would like. That would be probably my prime one, is to try and help other people see that we could be pretty much whatever we wanted to be in Audrain County, because we have industry, agriculture. We pretty much got every opportunity sitting in front of us.
No doubt. Well, I want to say thank you for taking some time out with me, and want to wish you future success in your business here and all of your other ventures.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Mark Corman, he is the owner and CEO of Fluid Power Support here in Mexico, our live guest this morning. We'll have another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.